Welcome, and thank you for listening to the SMA Flash Briefing. Coming up next, perspectives from SMA News Today Forums Director, Kevin Schaefer.
From Embracing My Inner Alien, a column by Kevin Schaefer, January 28th, 2020. For most of my adult life, I've been fortunate to maintain my physical health. Aside from a bout with pneumonia in early 2018 and a broken femur the previous year, I've experienced an overwhelmingly positive health streak since I graduated from college. Coincidentally, I broke my femur the same day that my first installment of this column went online. There is never a dull moment for those of us living with SMA. Unfortunately, a new obstacle presented itself to me a few months ago. Last September, I found myself waking up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom at least once a week. I had dealt with plenty of bowel movement emergencies before, but the rate at which I was going was abnormal. Initially, I brushed the matter aside and assumed that I must have been eating too many greasy hamburgers at the Alamo Drafthouse Cinema. I quickly learned that ignoring these issues was a bad idea. Once things like pain, diarrhea, and constipation started interfering with my daily life, I knew I needed help. First, I went to my annual urology appointment in November, and the test results of that checkup confirmed that my stomach issues weren't caused by kidney stones. Then I went to see my primary care physician. Though she didn't think my problem was gallbladder related, she wanted me to have an ultrasound to make sure. While I probably should have done the ultrasound in December, I decided to wait until after the craziness of the holiday season. It turns out that this test is quite easy, and it didn't even require me to transfer out of my wheelchair. If only x-rays and my Spinraza injections were this simple. Alas, the results of the ultrasound confirmed that my stomach conundrum isn't gallbladder related either. Now, my next step is to see a gastroenterologist. Apparently, I don't already have enough specialists who have too many syllables in their fields of expertise. When I called the gastroenterology office to schedule a consultation, the receptionist said that I first needed a referral from one of my physicians. In the words of Bruce Wayne, we wouldn't want to make things too easy now, would we? Despite the challenges of stomach issues, the one positive outcome is that I've improved my diet. In an effort to gain some semblance of control over my bowel movements, I have been eating significantly healthier. Coca-Cola used to be my addiction, but now I've stopped drinking it altogether. I now drink more water, apple juice, lime sodas, and ginger ale. I've cut back on a lot of fried and fatty foods, and I'm now consuming more lean and grilled meats, fruits, salads, celery, peanut butter, healthy cereals, and yogurt. I've also stopped eating snacks after 8 p.m. Obstacles like these recent digestive problems test the limits of my patience and willpower. On some days, my stomach issues have consumed my energy and focus. I hate feeling weak and helpless when this occurs, but I know I have to keep fighting. Dealing with this issue frustrates me to no end. Still, I hope to find a medical solution soon. Until then, I hope you all are having a better luck in the bathroom than I am. I'm Kevin Schaefer, Forums Director for SMA News Today.
Coming up next, perspectives from SMA News Today Forums Moderator, Deanne Runge.
Thanks for joining me. I'm Deanne Runge, SMA News Today Forums Moderator and Vlogger. As usual, we have some great conversations going on in our forums. My co-moderator, Alyssa, is asking how you communicate to strangers your vulnerability to germs. She's having someone come walk her dog and wants to stress how important it is that she avoids exposure without having to give a detailed explanation why. Is a simple text enough? I talked about how subscription boxes have brought me some enjoyment while in hibernation. It's been fun learning about all the types available. It seems like there's something for everyone. Do you get subscription boxes? What kind? Let us know at smanewstoday.com/forums. We also had a community member share the best Christmas present they received. It's something many of us could find useful. To find out what it is, head over to the forums. In our Monday motivation topic, we're discussing how taking classes, whether it be in-person or online, can be a great motivator. Do you take classes? Do you prefer online or in-person? Let us know in the forums, smanewstoday.com/forums. Have a great day, everyone.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to SMA News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. All of our podcasts and flash briefings can be found on our website at www.smanewstoday.com. You can also find our podcast and flash briefings on SoundCloud, Spotify, and iTunes. And be sure to follow us on our Instagram and Facebook page as well. I'm Michael Morales, Senior Director of Multichannel Content for SMA News Today.